Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Yesterday we established that Paul has landed in Tyre. He's been surrounded, T-Y-R-E by the way, it's a city. He's been surrounded by disciples who for a week minister to him and tell him, according to Acts 21:4, through the Spirit not to go to Jerusalem. So let's pick it up in the next verse. Watch what happens. When we had come to the end of those days, we departed and went on our way. They all accompanied us with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed. When we had taken our leave of one another, we boarded the ship and they returned home. So you see, they like a group that doesn't want to let him go, like feels like this is the last time we're going to see him alive. They accompany him to the shore, they hug him, they love him, they even kneel down on the beach and pray for him. There's an oppression on their heart about this trip. Verse 7, and when we had finished our voyage from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, greeted the brethren, and stayed with them one day. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hand of the Gentiles. Now when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. So I'm going to stop there. This is the second time on this trip that someone has come to the Apostle Paul and warned him about going to Jerusalem. He was warned in Tyre in verse 4 not to go to Jerusalem. And then a totally separate individual warns him in verse 11 not to go to Jerusalem. When the disciples hear these things, when his companions, rather in verse 12, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, the will of the Lord be done. And so the group says, the will of the Lord be done. Paul says, man, why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I'm ready to go. I don't care. I'll be bound and die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, personally, I believe that they're hearing from the Lord and warning him not to go, and Paul goes. It's not, why does Paul go? Does he not have confirmation in his own spirit? Does he not have peace in his own spirit? Or does he have peace in his own spirit? These are great questions. And we get into some of those and maybe even find our answers as we proceed a little bit deeper into the book, specifically 15. After those days, we packed and went to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us and brought with them a certain Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And on the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord. And they said to him, you see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, nor to walk according to the customs. I'm going to get into the accusation against Paul, and I think we're going to start to see why the Holy Spirit was warning Paul about this trip. We'll do that tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.